tweet at TodaySOR.
And on consultants, public and private, Sean, I pay a substantial premium via direct debit every month. So if the private hospital system is effectively closed down, what am I paying for and will I be refunded, asks Barry in Dublin. Another listener says, why should private patients have any advantage during this crisis? 51551 for your texts. TodaySOR@RTE.ie for your emails. Now, the murder and dismemberment of Keane Mulready Woods shocked this country in January. And over the weekend, we heard that Robbie Lawler, a Dublin criminal who was suspected of being involved in that murder, was shot dead in Belfast. So who was Robbie Lawler and how was his murder linked to the death of the Drogheda teenager? For more, I am joined, and I apologise in advance for the, there's a bit of a time delay on the line, by Nicola Tallant, Investigations Editor with the Sunday World. Nicola, what was or why was Robbie Lawler suspected of being involved in the murder of Keane Mulready Woods, and why would he have been in, out to kill that young man?
Well, he was released from prison himself, Robbie Lawler. He was facing a trial there at the end of last year and was acquitted. And he was released from prison at the time. There was sent out around the Garda stations because he's such a dangerous criminal, basically. Shortly after his release, he was approached on the street. And there was a video made of a kind of a set-to between himself and some younger criminals from the Coolock area. The video posted up online, and it sort of purported to him being ridiculed, and his gym bag was from City Centre Street. Later, there was another social media posting of one of those young guys wearing a pair of flip-flops that had been in his gym bag. And really, that is what all feeds into the murder of Keane Mulready Woods, if you recall. When his limbs were discovered in the housing estate in Coolock, there was a pair of flip-flops in the bag. So Lawler basically was aligned to one side of that Drogheda feud that's going on. His brother-in-law, Richie Carberry, had been murdered while he was in prison facing that trial, you know, either as part of that feud or another one involving another Dublin gang. These feuds, they're not just sort of a black and white.
Yeah.
But so, yeah, that's he was the chief suspect for that murder and dismemberment of a teenager.
So what would have taken him? What would have taken him?
And
sorry about that. I thought you were pausing there. But anyway, what would have taken him to Belfast at the weekend, and who was with him, and what was the purpose of that trip?
He appears made the trip to Belfast with some members of the McCarthy Dundon gang from the Limerick. It's not known, I don't think as yet, whether they travelled together or separately, but he certainly was up in the Ardoyne area with them. When I was working on this story on Saturday over the weekend, it appeared that he was there to possibly collect a drug debt. He'd been you know, trying to collect debts all over the place for the past couple of months, claiming that they were owed to his murdered brother-in-law, and he's been acting very heavy-handed with it, using, I suppose, that reputation he now or he had with the murder of Keane Mulready Woods to terrify people. But he appears to have been gone up there for a drug debt, and you know, whatever happened next, certainly he was discovered dead in the front garden of a house at 12:30 on Saturday. He was shot a number of times in the head. Whether or not there was a double cross involved as regards the people that he was with, or if something turned nasty during the collection of the drug debt, they would be the two main lines of inquiry.
And Nicola, what does this mean now for the Drogheda feud?
Well, you know, that feud will continue. There is certainly one side of that feud who seem to be coming out as winners. In crude terms, Lawler would be a significant target of one side of that feud and a significant player. And as I said, his brother-in-law, Richie Carberry, was also a very big, suspected of being a very big drug dealer. So both of them have been murdered now. There still remains threats on other people on both sides of that feud, so it's not going to go away with this. But Lawler would be seen as a, you know, as a he would have been seen as a big target for one side of that feud. In actual fact, there was members of that rival side who were celebrating on social media over the weekend about his demise.
Okay, Nicola, thank you very much indeed for joining us. That's Nicola Tallant there, Investigations Editor with the Sunday World.